Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Have you ever watched or played The Price is Right? Truthfully, honey, I'm amazed and amused by how foolish some people act on national television, but yet they're too refined to say amen or jump up shouting and run around the church for the God set them free of sin and death. Anyhow, what's your price? Do you have a price to act foolish in front of others? Do you have a price to compromise your principles? Do you have a price to accept less than the best? Do you fully understand the consequences of the price that you're being, you're being asked to pay for this or that? There are millions of believers and other folks who are suffering through the bondage of debt because they have a price. The vendor, creditor, debt maker enhanced the offer to make it seem irresistible. Perhaps you've experienced the Don Corleone mentality from The Godfather. You were made an offer you couldn't seemingly refuse. So here's the question. Do you have a price for your values, for your friends, for your soul, for your life? Judas did.
And we find it in the account of Mark 14, verses 10 through 11. Mark 14, starting with verse 10. And Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went into the chief priest to betray him unto them. And when they heard it, they were glad and promised to give him money. And he sought how he might conveniently betray him.
Judas was motivated by greed, but he was also motivated by pride and jealousy. Let's establish that 30 pieces of silver was a significant amount of money at that time in biblical history. Several years ago, I did a study on it and found that 30 pieces of silver was worth roughly $950, which is the equivalent of $240,000 today. What could you do with $240,000?
Well, you could buy two brand new Mercedes 5000.
S500.
S500. Well, yeah. I don't know much about that.
Mercedes is right.
Anyway.
You can make a 10% down payment on a $2.4 million house.
Wow.
There's no question that $240,000 is a lot of money to most of us. But now the people is just chump change. Do you think $240,000 would be the price for a man like Bill Gates or Warren Buffett? Of course not. Honey, I do find it interesting that the Pharisees didn't even blink when Judas told them the price to betray Jesus. The scripture says when they heard it, they were glad. The price was obviously something they could well afford. But there's another point that we need to consider. Jesus traveled with a large contingent of people who had to be fed and cared for. A significant amount of money must have flowed through the ministry to handle all of the various accommodations and needs. The scripture says that Judas was a thief. As such, he was ripping off the treasure.
As it says in the scripture, but Judas Iscariot, the one of his disciples who was about to betray him, said, why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii, a year's worth of wages on an ordinary workman, and that money given to the poor, the destitute? Now, he did not say this because he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief, and having the bag, the money box, the purse of the 12, he took for himself what was put into it, pilfering the collection.
The Message Bible translation of that verse 6 says, he was in charge of their common funds, but he also embezzled them. While I can't prove it this out in heaven, I'm confident that Jesus, I don't know why I say that, confident Judas was in a position to steal significantly more than 30 pieces of silver from the ministry of Jesus. I don't think greed or money was the only reason for, well, the only reason or price for Judas's betrayal of Jesus. I also think, honey, it was pride and arrogance. In fact, it's significant to us that Judas betrayed Jesus immediately after Mary anointed him with the expensive perfume. But that's a whole other teaching. But as I was doing this, I was reminded of a quote by the renowned theologian and author of Mere Christianity, C.S. Lewis, who once said, "As long as you're proud, you cannot know God. A proud man is always looking down on things and people. And of course, as long as you're looking down, you cannot see something that's above you."
That's a good quote.
That's a great
quote. But he was a great man.
He really was. If you've never read Mere Christianity, I encourage you to do so. But speaking of pride and arrogance, there's some who feel that everything and everybody has a price. They want what others have without either the commitment, the hard work, understanding, or even the anointing to achieve it.
Consider the story of Simon from Samaria as recorded in Acts 8, verses 14 through 23. Peter and John were in Samaria. They were laying hands on people and they were receiving the Holy Spirit because of that. And in Acts 8, starting with 14, talks about how this story plays out. A man named Simon pulled out his money, and in Acts 8, verse 19 says, "Sell me your secret. Show me how you did that. How much do you want? Name your price." But in verse 20, it says, "But Peter replied, 'May your money be destroyed with you for thinking God's gift can be bought. You can have no part of this, for your heart is not right with God. Repent of your wickedness and pray to the Lord. Perhaps he will forgive your evil thoughts. For I can see that you are full of bitter jealousy and are held captive by sin.'"
This is one scripture that's been misinterpreted by those who teach against prosperity. They say it's wrong to sow a seed just because someone is praying for you. They point out that you can't buy the gifts or the favor of God, and thus condemn those who ask people to sow seeds. What they forget to point out is that Peter said to Simon in verse 21, as translated in the New Living Translation, "You can have no part in this, for your heart is not right with God." Peter's objection to Simon was because he didn't know God. He was doing the things of God. In other words, Simon wanted the gift without knowing the giver. That doesn't work. God paid a very high price for you, for me, for us. Salvation, people say it's free. It is not free. It costs the life of God's only begotten Son, Jesus.
In 1 Corinthians 7, verse 23, 1 Corinthians 7, verse 23 in the New Living Translation, it says, "God paid a high price for you, so don't be enslaved by the world." You know, the price that God paid for you also washed away your sins. In Isaiah 44, verse 22 in the New Living Translation, it foretells, "I have swept away your sins like a cloud. I have scattered your offenses like the morning mist. Oh, return to me, for I have paid the price to set you free."
Child of God, we want you to be encouraged. You may feel like you're between a rock and a hard place, but God, I love those two words, honey. We do, don't we?
Amen.
But God, that's right, but God has a liberating word for you.
Isaiah 43, verses 1 through 3. Isaiah 43, verses 1 through 3 in the Message Bible says, "Don't be afraid, I've redeemed you. I've called you your name. You're mine. When you're in over your head, I'll be there with you. When you're in rough waters, you will not go down. When you're between a rock and a hard place, it won't be a dead end. Because I am God, your personal God, the Holy of Israel, your Savior. I paid a huge price for you. That's how much you mean to me. That's how much I love you. I'd sell off the whole world to get you back. trade the creation just for you.
Wow.
Wow.
That's an awesome scripture passage.
Amen.
Not only has God paid a higher price, in fact, the ultimate price, the most expensive price ever for you, But remember what the scripture says.
Don't be afraid. I've redeemed you. I've called your name. Think of that. He's called your name. And then he says, you're mine. When you're in over your head, it's good to know, isn't it, honey?
Yeah.
When you're in over your head, I'll be there with you. When you're in rough waters, listen to this, you will not go down.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When you're between a rock and a hard place, how many times have people ever said that? It won't be a dead end, because I am God, your personal God. I love that. He is your personal God.
When you're between, you've heard, I mean, how many times have we heard people say, well, I'm between a rock and a hard place. Well, don't worry about it, because the scripture says that it won't be a dead end.
Amen.
Because God, I am God.
There is a way out.
I am God, your personal God. In fact, he said, I paid a huge price for you. One last observation. Have you ever bought something, even though you felt like the price might have been a little too high? You were probably okay with your price, as long as the item you purchased performed as expected. Now, here's the question. Are we living our lives worthy of the price that God paid for us?
You know, Paul says in Ephesians, I believe it's chapter 4, where it says, He encourages us. He challenges us to live a life worthy of the calling that's been placed upon our lives, because we all have a calling.
So the question again, are you living your life worthy of the price that God paid for you? If not, why not? If not, when are you going to start?
That's something we need to meditate on, think about, and come to terms with.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Every day is a new day.
Hallelujah. We want you to make plans to join us tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern for Sunday Night Live. I can tell you what the Lord has me writing right now is going to bless you, going to stir you up, and just motivate you to move beyond your current position.
I like motivation.
Yeah. Make plans to join us 6 p.m. tonight, Eastern. Go to haroldherring.com, click on the button that says Sunday Night Live, and join in. You'll be blessed by it. And by the way, go to the website, check out this week's 2-minute video. And while you're there, if you've been blessed by the teaching, up at the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. It's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8 to well tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern, and again every morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.